Being in Golok Vrindavan, also in Dwarka, also in Mathura, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Prakat Braja, that in this world. And after that, the Leela is passing on from one universe to another, and here is Bal Krishna and there is
Kishore Krishna.
After that, Dwarka Leela. So lakhs and lakhs Krishna. Lakhs, not only.
Uncountable.
Nand Baba is like that. Everywhere Nand Baba is there. Everywhere Jashoda Maiya is uncounted. You cannot. Any Brahma or Baladev Prabhu himself, Sankarsan, may count the dust of whole world and all the stars, even the
fox
dust. But anyone cannot count the glories of Krishna. How Krishna and how he manifests. So in Golok and here both, this is Prakat Praja, but now not Prakat. When Krishna come to descend to this world, it is called Prakat Praja. Then at that time, do you think that Golok Vrindavan is empty from Krishna? Krishna is not there?
No.
Krishna is also there. Also here. And when a pastime of Krishna goes from this world to another, here empty? Not empty. Even today, Krishna is in Vrindavan, playing and doing all these things. Kono kono bhagyaman dekhi bhai bhai. And very fortunate country. You should try to be fortunate to see Krishna here, and then you can go there and serve there. If you are not serving Krishna here in his Prakat Leela, you cannot go. But there is something sharp
condition.
If you know Krishna, that he is supreme personality of Godhead, he is Lord, and we are at conditioned soul, you cannot enter in that realm in Braja. So he comes, descends in this world in one day of Brahma, one time. अतीर्ण हया करे प्रकट विहार सत्य त्रेता द्वापर कलि युग चारि जानी से चारि युगे दिव्य एक युगे मानी एकहत्तर युगे एक मनवंतर चौदह मनवंतरे ब्रह्मा दिवस भीतर एट यू कैन रीड
ऑफ वी नो दैट देयर आर फोर एजेस युगस नेमली सत्य त्रेता द्वापर एंड कलि दिस फोर टुगेदर कंप्राइज वन दिव्य युग 71 दिव्य युग्स constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A Manvantara is the period controlled by one Manu. The reign of 14 Manus equals the length of one day, 12 hours, in the life of Brahma. And the night of Brahma is of the same duration. These calculations are given in the authentic astronomy book known as the Surya Siddhant. This book was compiled by the great professor of astronomy and mathematics, Bhimo Prasad Datta, later known as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who was our merciful spiritual master. He was honored with the title Siddhanta Saraswati for writing Surya Siddhant. And the title Goswami Maharaj was added when he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life.
Ashtabhinsh chaturyuge dvapara sheshe brajarasa sahita hai Krishna rav prakashe. Krishna descends with whole Braja. But Braj lives also there. North side or Kamsa. Both are true, transcendental. So he comes here. Someone like Sahajiya Babaji, they tell they have their Siddhant. that in this Prakat Braj, that in when Krishna descends here, in this Prakat Braj, then it is called Braj. And there is no Upapati Bhav, no Ujjval Rash. And there are some Leela that here they are special, not going there. Understand?
Yeah.
But it is not true. They are telling that there is no Parkiya Bhav there, only in this there. They are only Swakiya Bhav. What is the meaning?
Wedded love.
Married.
What?
Parkiya Bhav or Swakiya Bhav?
No, no. I told that there is no Parkiya Bhav in that Aprakat Braj. Only this Parkiya Bhav is for some days in this Prakat Braj. What do they mean? They tell. But it is quite wrong. If there is not in that Braj, Aprakrit Braj, Golok Braj, how they can come to us? That is why he has written, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Brajera Sahit, for the modes, all the modes which are there with all Krishna tradition. So Parkiya Bhav must be there. If Parkiya Bhav is not there, then something is lacking in Krishna pastime. So it must be there. It is more than marriage system. This sambandh, relation between wife and husband. More eternal, like that. That is beloved mood is there. What is written in Gopal Mantra, Gopijan, Vallabhaya, that is thing. Dasya Sakha Vatsalya Shringar. He has told Shringar. What is the meaning of Shringar? It concludes everything. Swakiya Bhav, Parkiya Bhav, all kinds of modes of all the gopis, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita Abhishaka, Chandravali, Padma, Sabya, Shyamala, Bhadra, all kinds of. So all the modes are there. And taking all the modes, Dasya Sakha Vatsalya Shringar Chari Ras, Chari Bhaver Bhakta, Jato Krishna Tarbos, Dasya Sakha Pita Mata Prayasi Ganalaya, Braja Kira Kare, Krishna Prema Vistahaya. You can read the meaning. Up to Payas.
Servitude, Dasya, friendship, Sakya, parental affection, Vatsalya, and
Chir Kal Bhakti, Chir Kar Nahi Kari Prem Bhakti Dan. Bhakti bina praj jagatir nahi avasthan. I have not, what, donated? You should read.
Donated for a long time.
Long time?
One day of Brahma.
Kala jagate more kare vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti braj bhav paite nahi shakti. Go on. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakti was there. Parashar was there. Vyas was there. Sandilya. So many were there. Chatursan were there. After that, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya. Before that, Alvars were there in South India. So many Alvars, 10 Alvars, Ramanuj. So, Jamunacharya, all were so. Goda Devi, you know, from whom Godavari came, like Ganges came from Ganga, so Godavari. They are all very high classes of bhakti. So bhakti was there. Also they were chanting names and glorifying. In Sankirtan was also there. But they are all Nam Sankirtan, and this bhakti used to direct them to Vaikunth, not Braja Bhakti. They could not enter in the realm of Braja. So with Bhakti, this bhakti, vidhi bhakti, we cannot go to Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to preach this vidhi bhakti. He is going to tell proof that never. But if you are doing only that, coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not following this Chaitanya Chaitamrita, not following Swamiji that he has written or translated, then I think that we are not following him. We should try to go deep and to follow his real heart's mood. We should try. We cannot do like that what is written here. But we should have any greed, prayer, that, oh, I should have a pure bhakti like what he is telling. Oh, I want raganuga bhakti. I want prema bhakti which lead me to Vrindavan. I want to serve Krishna like, oh, friends like Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal, Sto Krishna Subal and Madhumangal. I want to love Krishna like dear son, like Nanda Baba and Yashoda. I want to love Krishna and to serve Krishna like all the gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chandra and all, especially Srimati Radhika. Greed has no value,
price.
We can have a greed that I want to marry Quintal's daughter. Anyone can check? I know that I cannot marry. But if I have greed like though, that I want to marry one, I will only marry with her. So, if there is no ban on this greed, and if a man has greed, pure greed, transcendental greed, that I want to serve Krishna like gopis, is there any harm? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to sprinkle this mercy, this thing very. So he is telling, Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti. What is Vidhi Bhakti? In the control of Shastra. If I am not remembering Krishna, I am not chanting Krishna, I am not doing serving Krishna, then I will have to go hell. This is a fear, and that is I am done. I have no taste, I have no nishtha, but yet I am doing serving Krishna by this way, by that way. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. Like Prahlad Maharaj has told to his father, Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Anyone he has no taste for this, but even he is doing, it is bhakti. It may be not pure bhakti, but pure bhakti, what is pure bhakti? Raganuga bhakti. Or ragatmik bhakti is pure bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti is not pure bhakti. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur has told in his commentary of this very fire, he has told. And Raganuga Bhakti, hearing something, the pastimes of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of gopis, how they are serving Krishna, like Damodar Leela, like all others. And he has a little greed for that. I want to serve Krishna or conjugal in this way. This greed is the qualification to be a Raganuga Bhakti. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. If you are doing vaidhi bhakti for lakhs and lakhs and lakhs year, it is no guarantee that you will have this braj mode. No guarantee at all. It can be attained only by this hearing, serving the Vaishnavas whose heart is saturated with love and affection of Krishna. Like Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, like Rupa Goswami, like the followers of Rupa Goswami. So if we will hear the pastime, then this greed may come. And then we will follow Raga Anuga Bhakti. And by this we can go to Braja. Otherwise, Koti Janme Kare Jadi Saman Kirtan Tabuta Napaye Krishna Padet. You should write this here. Koti Janme Jadi Kare Saman Kirtan. If you are hearing, chanting, meditating, doing all nine kinds of bhaktis, are 64 kinds of bhakti, doing all, it is not certain that you will go to Braja and serve Krishna. Then you should think that, what, I am so much offender. There is something holy in my bhakti. I am not associating with very bona fide rashi tattvagya vaishnava in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. So I should try for that. Don't follow anyone like this, that my father has made a will. Oh, long since it has become 50 years, I am taking the water and drinking that water. But now some worms and insect has been in this well. But my father has done, so I must take it.
At that time it was pure.
But now, and give some medicine in that, you should purify at then drink. And if you are not doing annually drinking and drinking, my father has done, then you will die at once. So many rogues and some disease will come. So we should think, Krishna has given intelligence, so he is so merciful. We have to try to utilize this. And if you are like bhed,
ships.
Lots and ships are going, and there is a very narrow river, not so much water, but anyone is not going across that river, the shipman took one and
throw it
that. She went on that side, and all lives and lives ships began to fall.